This Todd.
Hey Todd, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes real quick to go over your file?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so basically your file just got transferred over to underwriting, and I just wanted to clear up a few things, make sure we're on the same page so we can move forward.
Okay.
According to my notes here, it looks like you guys are looking to get the funding through Alpha Networks. Was that the case? Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the probably be the best route.
Okay, so a couple things on that. So as far as the ownership of Alpha Networks goes, is the ownership individuals, or is it the Archer Industries that is the owner?
It's Archer.
Archer, okay. Okay. Now, Alpha, it looks like on the notes here shows that it pretty much came about the beginning of 2016.
Yeah, so Alpha was formed to acquire a company that's been in business for the last, whatever, 13, 14 years.
Okay, was that
We did not
Excel?
have, yes, yeah, we
Okay.
purchased Excel. We purchased the entire business. We just didn't buy the entity. We bought the business and all the assets and everything out
Okay.
from it.
I gotcha. Now, as far as Archer goes, what is the ownership breakdown for Archer?
Archer's 60% owned by my partner Ash and 40 by my 401k.
Okay. All right. And it looks like the bank accounts that we have are for Alpha, and Archer does not have bank accounts. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, it's just an invest. I mean, it's just an investment holding company. It's not an
Okay.
operating.
I gotcha. All right. So basically what I'm seeing here is, we definitely have some programs that are going to be available directly to Alpha. But with that, they are going to be submitted on the basis of Alpha being a brand new company, right? So starting in January. So there are some certain limitations that come with that. But so I kind of wanted to run this all by you. So we would have some options with Alpha. It's going to be a little limited. We would have a lot more options if we did it through Archer, which has been established for a little longer. So I didn't know if you had a specific preference, because Archer is the, parent company of Alpha, if you wanted this to go directly to Alpha, or if it was a possibility to do it through Archer.
Yeah, I mean, so Archer is not. I mean, Archer was established really 6 months ahead of Alpha, and there isn't really an operating history to it. It's just
Oh,
a
okay.
company. Yeah. So, I mean,
Okay.
Alpha is the better choice.
Okay, all right. Okay, looks like for some reason I thought Archer had been around a little longer. Okay. Okay, so
No,
we
a
can go
couple more.
forward on Alpha. Now, one thing that I think I'm going to need is it looks like we have the information for Ash as an owner. I would like to get your information as well, because it's something that we're going to need as the process goes forward. Now, for that, I would just need your social security number and address. And
So yeah, I guess I'm gonna need to kind of get a better understanding of what your guys' capabilities are really gonna be. I mean, this is I mean, talking about a couple hundred grand for equipment. I mean, we've got 5 million of debt on the books. I mean, this is a real business. But before we run all this down, I'm trying to better understand what's really possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for?
Literally, we bought. Basically, I borrowed a couple hundred grand from a buddy of mine to buy a bunch of equipment that Alpha's been using for the last 9 months or a year. And just looking to basically have Alpha finally pay me and essentially my buddy back for it. So it's trucks and trailers and a bunch of equipment that we use on a daily basis within the business.
Sure.
That's really the precipice for why launched that or answered the call when that guy first gave me a ring. Said, "Hey, we can do a couple hundred grand, pretty easy, quick, use it for equipment, whatever." I was like, "Oh, great, that could be an easy solution for this." So that was the whole precipice to it.
Okay.
And
Okay.
sure, we'd love to take out our current senior lender who we owe 4.7 million to. We'd love to take them out at better terms, but I know that's a huge, long, drawn out process. I was just
Sure.
looking for quick, simple, easy, 200 grand, hey, you're buying some equipment, great, blah, 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 let's go.
Okay, well, hey, that definitely, the 200 grand, I mean, looking at the file right now as it is, that's something that we very easily can get in place very quickly. You know, it's not the ceiling for what we can do, obviously, though. We can do a whole lot more. If what you want to do first is just, you know, see if we can get a couple hundred grand your way pretty quickly and easily, that might be the easiest process. We can knock that out first, then go over some options for, you know, for a larger project.
Okay.
But the two, I mean, are you looking, is it, my notes say 250. Is that what you're looking for?
Anything, 2 to 250. I mean, we could, you know, use it. Magic number is really 200, but.
Okay. All right. What I'll do is maybe get you a couple options for 250, 200. Did you have a specific idea of what kind of term you were looking for?
No. I mean, that's kind of what I was looking to hear, kind of what some of the options might look like.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can put together a couple different options for you. We can go over options for kind of an extended term or a shorter term and go over the pros and cons for each of them. I think we're going to have a number of options available for you just by a basic overview of the file. In order to actually, you know, push it through and draw up some actual numbers, I just needed to gather that preliminary ownership information so I can have an idea of what kind of path to take. So really, it looks like the only thing that I would need is your information. And then Alpha, is there a tax return for Alpha?
Not yet.
No, okay.
16, the first year.
Okay, and that's no problem. I'll have options available to it. You guys have a good cash flow. I've seen the bank accounts, so it looks like we're definitely going to be in business. Just having a tax return might make it a few more options available to us, but I still think we're going to have a good amount to choose from as it is.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Okay. Now, do you want to? You can send that information, you know, you can send it in an email to Steve. I know that's who you've been dealing with, if that's easy for you. Or you can just give it to me over the phone. I don't know, whatever you prefer.
I don't care. You just want to take it down?
Yeah, I can write it down.
All right. So 344-626-7773. Home address is 205 Burr Oak Circle. That's in Elgin, ELGIN, Illinois, 60124.
60124. Okay. Was that Dir Oak? How do you spell it? Is that D-I-R?
No. Burr. B-U-R-R.
Oh, Burr. Okay.
Burr Oak Circle.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Yeah. You know, it looks like, you know, what I got out of the conversation, we're definitely going to have some options for you. I just got to go ahead and plug everything in. It'll probably take us a day or so to get the hard numbers and get back with you and go over them. Did you have an idea of how soon you were looking to get the financing in place?
I mean, whenever. I literally, tomorrow's fine, and a week's from is fine.
I gotcha. Okay. All right, so we'd probably be looking at maybe Monday, have some solid options for you then.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, I appreciate the time, and we will be talking again shortly.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks a lot.